Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Te Re Rangi o Access Radio no Ponoke 106.1 FM and sponsored by the Royal Foundation. Kia ora koutou people, ko Tiffany Wainahau, and I'm joined in the studio today with Kura.
Morena, what an strange person. I haven't seen you in such a long time.
I know, we barely get to work together. And I was laughing because I was going to ask you about your morning, but first I have to tell you, you're like the only tech that I don't get confused with the names of with the other techs. I do it all the time, even with poor Fiona. I feel so guilty.
I know, it's those things that happen, eh?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
do you guess what? Guess why? Why I think?
Why?
I think it's racism, positive racism.
On your part?
Oh my God. You're like the only brownie out of the bunch, so I'm racist. Like,
you just remember brown names, like brown girls in the sun.
I know. And I also was like that with, because I'm a Barbie girl, I'm like that with Barbies. They're the blonde, blue eye ones are like a dime a dozen. So anytime I see a ginger or a black one, I'm like, oh.
That looks different. You must be like that with Jesus, like if you saw a black Jesus.
Oh, I just think he looks Arab.
It was interesting. Well, not really interesting, but I was having an eye test the other day.
Yeah.
And the nurse is saying, right, look at the cross. And I kept looking at the cross, and then I'm thinking, I can see black Jesus on that cross. That's through the eye machine.
Did you tell her that part?
Oh, no, I didn't. Because I didn't. Yes, no, I didn't.
Oh, you actually need to see a different type of specialist?
Thank you. Yeah, well, that's probably why I didn't.
So today we were supposed to do, well, I had written a Kylie Minogue-only show, and I had rated her best, well, they were all pretty good, but, you know, to the best disco song, because she has such a huge amount of songs, people don't even realise, that there were even enough for three disco shows for just Kylie Minogue.
Wow.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. So how come we couldn't do that again? I forgot.
Because you want to do a show full of all of her songs.
Yeah.
And then I think there's a guideline that we only play two songs of the same artist.
On each show, eh?
Yes. Or after 2 hours, you can play three songs of the same artist.
No. And I was writing a show for one whole week that was so good. And every time we time travelled with your music, I was going to put you in place there and go, where were you at this date? So, you know.
Thank God, because at that time and that back then, I probably wouldn't have remembered myself.
Or you just make it up, or you tell people you can't remember, and that just is what you have to own.
Exactly, you know? You just own it.
Well, anyway, so I rolled straight into repair mode and did songs that make me actually feel something. So I don't know. We'll say the word moods because I'm middle-aged and it's not cool anymore. Yeah, so it fits, right?
Is it not cool to feel something?
No, use moods anymore.
Oh, okay.
You know, everyone was
right.
Saying, oh, mood. And now they're like old now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that makes me like middle-aged. Yeah. So I'm allowed to use like, I don't know, what do we say? Choice. Oh, choice never went away. I think that's so
choice
Kiwi.
Is always there.
Yeah, exactly.
Choice, cool.
Yeah. I like using neat and stuff when I'm not actually impressed.
Ooh.
I'm like, oh, neat. Oh, that looks nice.
Oh, now you're giving your secret away. So when you say neat to someone, it really means not neat.
Yeah. You want to hear a foo or awesome. Like, foo, check that out.
Yeah,
neat.
Yeah.
Oh, neat can work. It depends what kind of accent.
Exactly.
Yes, but so we've got songs that make me feel. And because Kylie got the cut, we're going to start a little light with just two songs that make me want to kind of boogie. So we got Magic by Kylie Minogue, and we also got Teardrops by Roosevelt, which is a cover, and I absolutely love the original, which is Womack and Womack. Yes, it is Womack and Womack.
Okay, then. Well, we'll give it a go, eh?
Powder, Te Rerangi o Access Radio no Ponekea 106.1 FM and sponsored by the Royal Foundation. Kia ora koutou, today you are listening to Tiffany Wayne in Kura, and that was Kylie, who was supposed to be the full day show today, but I actually could only do you as number one, Kylie, and that song makes me feel like getting ready to go out because most of the time I don't want to. And that's not just because I'm older now, it's because parties are pretty dumb these days. And next, we are moving on with Teardrops by Roosevelt. And Roosevelt is a European group that do a lot of disco. So they're very Kylie-esque. And I will match two songs up each time to actually flow with each other. So Teardrops, originally done by Womack and Womack, I think was early 80s, not quite 70s, but still had a lot of disco kind of beat to it. So they've got a lot of disco beats. Have we found it yet, Kura? Are you getting there?
No, not yet, sorry.
Oh, you should have given me the thumbs up that it's a fail. And we can move on to our next two songs if you like.
We'll have to get those two.
No, that's all right. Shall we go move on to Cardigans for What It's Worth and Will Swinton Find a Way?
Well, not for what it's worth, but it isn't Cardigans.
Oh, that's not the same song at all. That's a total different song. We had all these songs outside playing.
Yeah, we did have them outside.
Well, I can actually move on to, well, we'll talk about Kylie a little bit, might as well drive everyone crazy. She actually has a Netflix show out now. It's a documentary and it's pretty, covers a lot. I think we hear a lot about celebrities, and recently they've done a lot of Netflix show on them. Not that I care too much about most celebrities, but it's good to hear actual facts straight from the horse's mouth rather than hearing the hype and the craziness that you actually get from the media and the spins you get from tabloid magazines. And I would just call them not really journalists. I would call them spin doctors, maybe. Did you find any songs for us to play next?
I've just got to put them in order.
Oh, that's all right. That's better. At least we found them. And after that, we're actually going to talk about, cover last week. So last week we talked a little bit about politics. We talked about Tania Waikato's campaign when we were enrolling, making sure that people were enrolled on the Māori roll that want to be if they didn't know they were. And now she's actually moved on with that same campaign with Kiwis, we'll say scandally clad, to help awareness for the younger voters to be enrolled in general. That's the new campaign. So,
we've got. Give me the thumbs up.
Oh, you're giving me the thumbs up. Okay. We'll move on to my next segment. Oh, you're giving me thumbs up now. Oh, yay, we're finally getting a song, people, and I think it's going to be Cardigans for What It's Worth. So, enjoy. We're actually having trouble. We don't have music coming right now. Are you right, Kura?
I think I'm just going to have to go random.
That's all right.
Oh, actually, we will go random.
I can tell them what the song is when we get back.
Holding me.
If we played all of Kylie, it would have been perfect, but we had to change at the last minute.
Yeah, and that's you're just right with the punches, right? And
that's right.
Rid of the whole thing, but it doesn't matter because I was going to talk about politics a little bit. But I think before we talk about politics, how was your experience with the weather this morning?
It's pretty stormy out in Lower Bay, and I was thinking, oh, do I need to take an umbrella? But there's no way you're going to be using an umbrella in this weather.
No, I can't get many.
Yeah, and so, you know, I mean, it wasn't too bad, and then the wind just pushed me to the bus stop, gave me a little bit of push.
Well, that was all I wanted to tell everyone. I was like, watch out for the weather. I've lived here for most of my life now, I think 24 years. And I drove my little Mazda Demi out here, and it literally lifted off the ground at one point and shook.
Oh my goodness!
Around. Yeah, I'm used to it, the weather.
Yeah.
And the wind pressure, but I wasn't used to that. I was like, "Whoa, that was turbulence."
Because you're coming from Titahi Bay, is that right?
Yeah.
And then, so was it on the highway where it's so more exposed, or just a whole way?
Yeah, and mostly on the gorge coming down into town.
Yeah.
You didn't have to brake. Usually that gorge is so steep, you're speeding up to 90 and you want to stay on 80. It was pushing us all back up the hill at 75.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's quite strong wind. And then the best part was coming along the ocean side. I got hit by 3 waves.
Wow.
Yeah, yes.
That's wicked. Wow, exactly.
Yeah, the weather's amazing. Wellington's back to its old roots of windy weather.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And it's not big, long winds. They're just really strong gusts. So they're moving stuff around.
So watch out for the weather out there, people. We were fooled the last few days with the summery kind of weather happening, but it's just not true. It is still quite in the cold. I don't think we get actually warm until October, is it? Around Halloween time, eh? When people are...
Yeah, exactly. It'd be good to see the sun this year.
Maybe it will be a little bit earlier. Now, do we have our next lot of songs prepped?
We do have the next one song.
Oh, no, carry on. I can keep mouthing around, because I don't want to ruin our politics talk yet. But I do want to cover a little bit on our official languages, on some of our fellow Māoris, or should I say Polynesian people that work in the parliament. Well, it's questions that I have for others, but I realise it's only until there's two of us Māoris in here that we can really talk smack about them.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, because they're our papers. Did you find the other one?
Yep, it's going to be Will Swinton, Find a Way, and a Pat Benatar song.
Yes, yes. Well, we'll go to Will Swinton for sure. He's supposed to be with the Cardigans because the songs all match up in pairs. So don't care about the songs not jiving together today, people. Just enjoy that they're moods for me. So we got Will Swinton will find a way. He's a Kiwi. I think he sounds gorgeous.
Oh, really?
Aye.
Make us brand new.
Te Rerangi or Access Radio no Pōneke 106.1 FM and sponsored by the Royal Foundation. Te Rerangi or Access Radio no Pōneke 106.1 FM. You're listening to Tiffany Wayne and I'm joined with Kura. So we're just going one by one.
Yes, we are going by one
mind. And that's okay.
Because you eat too many lollies in between.
You gave me lollies, and I don't really eat lollies because, you know, I'm middle-aged and my teeth are expensive now.
Yeah, I saw those Spaceman candy sticks. Mm. And I thought they were the smoker lollies that we used to get, you know, at the shop.
They are, sort of.
But they haven't got the smoker end on it. It's just like a long candy.
Well, everything went PG, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, anything a bit silly, anything, well, you know, promoting smoking to children, probably not the best.
Yeah.
Mm. But telling people it's bad is promoting to children.
Exactly. But these were $1.50, you know, and I remember back in the old days.
Yeah.
They were like 10 cents.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they would have been 20 cents when I was little, so you would have remembered 10 cents.
Exactly, because I was probably 10 years older than you.
Yeah. Although we're talking, that's old. Like, if we go back to me being little, then I remember 1 cent being a thing. Oh, you know what I mean? And then you would have been before that with quarters or P. What did we have before that?
It's like 2 cents, 1 cent, and then you used to be able to sell your bottles, go take your bottles back and get some money back on those.
Was this smaller than 1 cent?
Not in our generation, no.
But there had been.
Oh, I don't know.
Me either.
It was like 1 cent.
Look, this is our history as lies.
Exactly.
We sound terrible. So we're going to move on with our next waiata now, yeah. Eh?
Sorry, hang on.
Just got to get
the lolly. I think we're going to play Carnival, Natalie Merchant.
Oh, thank you. I gave her the songs and she can just tell us which one's going to play.
I just say what we're playing, and actually I might even put a random in there. So here we go with a Natalie Merchant song called Carnival. Okay, so it's coming. It's a bit like Christmas.
It was supposed to be Runaway Train, wasn't it?
It was supposed to be that. I think we're going to go to another song totally.
No, that's all right, as long as it's on my list.
It's going to be...
This is what people are going to be doing. They're driving, they're working, they're listening to us moving around in the studio, gluing it together.
Gluing it together.
Yeah, and you're welcome, people. We're only being silly right now because in the next segment, which was probably after one song, to be honest, so we've got, I write 4 segments and we've had about 5 in the show. So.
I know. Okay, this is some old school songs.
See you. is right. Been walking in the dark long enough to know I finally seen the light. Been losing long enough to know when I find the one. And even a blind man can tell when he's walking in the sun.
You're listening to the Tiffany Wayne Show on Access Radio with the Quarter Banana Show on 106.1 FM.
Wow, I really roll mine out, don't I, listening to you do it? That cracked me up, putting those two in that mix, but the first two didn't go with the second two anyway, so I find today will be just a mixed bag for everyone.
That's right.
Now, what do those... Are those your mood songs?
Those are my songs, yes.
Yeah, okay, tell me about the first one.
Because I've just taken over.
Hey, everyone, you just be thankful for what we've glued together poorly for you today, okay? So we're going to talk a little bit about politics next while you also look for the next song, eh? Which one are we going to do next after that?
It's going to be a surprise for you.
Oh, no, do we have David Bowie on there with Dance Magic Dance?
Okay, I'm going to look for it now.
Surely. If your song can only find songs before, you know, the 80s, that one's got to be on there. Wait, that was in the 80s. Okay, so Māori language is an official language. What I thought would be good for us that work on here, well, I know a little bit, is sign language is an official language. Do you know any sign language? It would be so handy for when we're like, gluing it together and don't want to talk over each other, you know, signing each other like, oh, carry on, carry on.
Well, yeah, that's a sign language. It's all different.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know most of them.
But it's not a sort of, yes, recognised sign language. Yeah. Some of those.
But handy for when you work in front of camera or on radio, because then people don't have to listen to you talking to each other.
How about this?
No, I use that one a lot, especially in my mind. I use that one in my mind the most, because you don't want to offend everyone. But no, you're very good at sign language with that one.
Thank you. It was sent with love.
People at home can just imagine what was given. It was very adult-like. It was very mature. Hey, that sign language has been, that particular sign has been around for generations.
Yes, exactly.
So we can't say it's childish. If everyone's great-great-grandmother probably has done it. Māori language is an official language. They wanted to make English an official language, and two of the ministers helping head this are your cousins, Winnie Tanner, and you know who, or Papa Greedy.
You're stirring the pot, friend.
Hey, do we know any of our fellow tangata whenua that is whānau with them?
With who?
With our two Māori papas in the coalition at the moment.
No, I don't know.
No, I've been asking all the Māoris I know, and they've got to be related to someone. I just want to get some background feedback on what the heck's going on with their decision making.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And we shouldn't just put down our whalai tangata whenua, or I'll call them tapuwears. Tapuwear Māoris.
Yep.
But we have some wahine and tangata whenua in there that are actually doing really well on this very subject with our young Tamatha Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, who I can call young because she's way younger than me.
Yes. Yeah, she's very prevalent on, you know, and very active on you know, Facebook and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, her and Tania Waikato, they're very interesting to listen to and to watch. So, yeah.
Well, people was, you know, a lot of politicians and a lot of people in politics are still fighting with sticks and stones, and the whole game's changed. Do you know what I mean? And I think these young wahine toa have actually worked out how the game's changed and how to get influence. You know, it's a clown show. Mm. This is a world where Donald Trump is a president.
Yeah.
He's a president. Like, I woke up to that news and thought it was like an April Fool's type of pranking. Mm. And it was 3 days later of hearing it on the news that it sunk in, and it was so morbid to me, that feeling. Do you remember it?
No, I don't actually.
Don't you remember him becoming president?
What, the first time? Obviously the second time was a shock.
I was shooketh both times. Shooketh, you were. Yeah. It's like I'm a big fan of Kathy Griffith, who was, of course, cancelled through the first Trump. Kathy Griffin, the comedian ginger,
yes.
She was cancelled for holding the mask of Donald Trump, pretending to be, you know, David and Goliath, holding up the head slain dragon type of stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, while he was running the first time. But it was just a comedy poster picture, and she got cancelled everywhere, fully cancelled.
Does that mean that people weren't booking her
shows that had hosted her for years weren't hosting her anymore? There were a few celebrities and stars that actually were quite political and supported her, but not, you know, the main game and the main players and the people that support it, they're the ones that, you know, that have really got the strings. So, yeah, she got really flushed down the toilet, but with him falling in popularity, she's actually risen. So,
really?
Yeah, it's like she's had her career come back. Her YouTube, she went on YouTube, no one was really watching, and now it's gone up by tens of thousands.
So I was just going to ask then, was she cancelled on social media?
Sort of. She just became one of us and just kept going. And I followed her, and she's funny and it's good. And she has true, honest stories of celebrity experience. Not that we should be hyping the celebrities, but she brings it very down to earth.
Yeah.
Like, she makes it so real because she's just a loudmouth nobody that, you know,
proclaimed
Life on the D-lister was her program, Life on the D-list. Mm. I'm on the D-list of New Zealand celebrity.
And how do you attain that?
Oh, what you do is you be too political. They really don't like that right at the top. It's a bit iffy, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can keep yourself on those good D-listers. And that's the same as Kathy Griffin.
Yeah.
Political, keeping yourself on the D-list.
So then that would mean like some opportunities haven't been available to you because of that.
Yeah. You still get slides of good, but then it shifts things morally. Like, I think you think about, okay, if they didn't support that type of speech, or if they don't support my type of beliefs, do I really want to work with those type of people?
Mm.
You know what I mean? And in the long run, are they going to be beneficial to me if they can't support freedom of speech and views that are further, I guess, or trying to better us?
Yeah.
So I guess I did. So I went for big drag queen show I think everyone's heard about before.
Yes.
Yeah, and everyone would have heard about the biggest drag show. And I've made it into the finals twice.
Wow.
And I kept getting cut off in the final stages with the selection process.
And did you ever find out why, or do you think because they looked at your social media stuff?
Oh, that didn't matter because there were girls that went up that had way less than me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was political. If you go through every single show of that show, the politics it plays around is the same old churned out story of closets coming out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or the struggle of growing up in post-colonial Christianity, like stuff I've talked about on here, but we're here on every single season of the show.
Yeah.
So I think when people started stepping outside of that, you know, they will have an agenda like, okay, we're going to move into being trans friendly and now we bring in all the trans contestants. So their politics is very structured and very safe. It's very in the happening of now, not further than it. And if you look at any of the Indigenous queens they've had, which was very scarce if you search for people, none of those Indigenous queens are actually fully aware of the turmoil in the Indigenous, you know, and they didn't even speak on colonisation at all. It's almost, but then, you know, if you link that back, I don't want to bring up names of people, but it's all run by Warner Brothers, right?
Yeah.
And Warner Brothers New Zealand is heavily linked to Warner Brothers Australia. Like, it's like toe in toe. So I just want everyone to think about that. When you're working under a big colonial type entity that's pro-colony, you kind of aren't going to get the best treatment if there's you're like a little bit pro-Indigenous. Yeah.
They have a recipe and you have to be in that recipe.
That was so hard for me to try and explain without making it sound terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I think I certainly understood what you were saying. You know? It's like,
So I'm fully not upset, but at the same time, it would have been lovely to be rich and have a bit. It would be lovely rich to be take money back to Rotorua and build huge houses on the whanau land.
True.
Yeah, that's my full dream.
I'd love to build yurts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yurts are pretty cool.
Well, just summarise. You know, in the past, Māori, well, we still do it now with big disasters, is you have that community around marae and around pass sites with the wider community, not just for tangata whenua and not just for the people from the area, but also their wider community, their pākehā, their visitors, all are welcome.
Yeah.
We could return to having social communal areas that are like that everywhere. Like, they don't have to be marais, they don't have to be halls, they don't have to be churches, but there should be big community centres that are for the wider community for all celebrations and, you know, anything.
Totally. You know, in times of, you know, hard times where there's storms and you need someone to stay. Exactly. And I think that's what certainly communities have done, opened up, but on a regular basis.
It's where we were before. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's become a selfish singularity kind of effect from colonisation that we've got on, with people being a little bit more withdrawn from each other compared to where we would have been one big unit.
Yeah, I mean, certainly that was a whole you know, a kaupapa before the earlier legislation is about, you know, disbanding communal ownership of land to individual. So, you know, at one stage, you know, only 10 people could own land, 10 Māori people could own land.
Yeah.
And therefore that made it easier to, sorry, my phone's just going. That made it easier to, to, you know, disrupt ownership. Yeah.
So I don't believe in fully decolonising. Well, I think it's the mindset and the behaviours and the, what would we call it, systems that we've gained that aren't working and that aren't good that I think need to go. But, you know, before even the English themselves were colonised into this way of being, they would have once been Vikings that were very much the same. You know what I mean? We would have had the Celtics be very much the same. Like, it seems to have happened globally, this kind of selfish movement into making people more lonely, at the same time more powerless from being a singular instead of part of a group.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that sort of just calls on, you know, I mean, on community to, you know, band together and do what you can to help your community. I mean, I like to volunteer in different kaupapa, and actually that certainly benefits me, you know, for, you know, socialising with, you know.
And also like-minded people.
Like-minded people, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And just getting different perspectives.
Yeah. Well, that's all of us. I just want to talk to everyone and make them remember that your ancestors, no matter where you come from, once would have been part of a community, part of a tribe, and connected with the universe, connected to the earth.
It's an awesome thing to, you know, to talk to people about.
Yeah. And that's nothing to do with race. That's global. All of us would have been like that.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. Our ancestors would be probably amazed, or actually are more horrified, that some of their descendants are alone online in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and then, you know, I mean, it is that thing that sometimes you might feel isolated or abandoned.
Yeah.
And then, you know, being able to recognise that, you know, like your tūpuna are always with you in some way.
Well, that's me thinking.
God, we got a bit serious here.
Yeah, we do, but we should a little bit because we've been so silly today. But yeah, I just want to make people think back to community, back to oneness, and maybe think about having people that will spend our tax dollars better so we may have more things to do with community and being healthier and together, you know. So I'm just going to say it because I don't get paid and I'm not a proper journalist. I am green. Party vote, Green peeps.
Total cordial.
We're going to move on to our next song now. How much time have we got on the clock?
We've got 5 minutes.
Oh, we're going to
So we'll continue with the random box of chocolates of music. Yeah.
We're going to do David Bowie.
I do have a David Bowie song lined up.
And how long does that minutes go for?
Don't know. 4 minutes.
Oh, perfect. And we come back for Heidi Ra for 1 minute.
A quick one.
Okay, this is David Bowie with Dance Magic Dance.
It's a babe with the power of voodoo.
You do.
Remind me of the babe.
I saw my baby crying for this babe could cry.
What could I do?
remind me of the babe. Babe with the power. Power of voodoo.
Voodoo.
You do. Remind me of the babe.
Tererangi or Access Radio Noa Ponneke 106.1 FM, and we were sponsored by the Royal Foundation. Thank you, Royal Foundation, for sponsoring whatever we did today. What was that, Kura? Oh, thank you. Yes, in the second half we went serious, we were silly, and we were lost a little bit. Kia ora tātou everyone, kia ora koutou everyone. Thank you so much for joining us and see you next time.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz. That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.